Hey, I'm Robbie, and I'm going to interview my friend. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. Hey, my name is Mohammed Arman, and I have been living in America since 2010. I'm originally from Bangladesh, and now I'm a senior at George Washington Carver Engineering and Science High School.
Okay, so today I'm going to ask something about your personal life. So first, tell me, like, what kind of difficulties you had by growing up in USA? Because it's, you know, it's different from you, our country. So what kind of difficulties you had?
That's a lot of difficulties I have faced in my life. I mean, it's been only 3 years, but in these 3 years, I have faced, like, the most environment are so different than our in Bangladesh. Mm-hmm. And also the religion is the most effective one, first when I came in the US in 2010, I couldn't speak English, and then I couldn't interact with people, and also I was distracted in behavior, and also I couldn't compare myself with their culture, you know. So
you saying, like, you had difficulties, like, interacting with people because you didn't know how to speak?
Yeah,
I have the same kind of difficulties too, but yeah. So when you feel like, oh, you're okay, you know, interacting with people, when did you feel like, yeah, now I can interact with people without, you know, fearing that people are gonna, you know, make fun of me, or, you know?
Yeah, I think like, this kind of courage, like, I have gained from my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, like, for first 2 weeks, I have introduced with some other friends in Philly. They're also from Bangladesh, and also they can speak English. And then, like, I started first speaking with them in Bangla, and then, like, I started in talking to them in English. And then, again, I begin to talk to the Americans in English, and then that's how I learned.
Yeah. Also, sports, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because that's how we met, because we used to play cricket,
yeah.
And that's how we first saw each other, and now we're best friends.
Yeah.
So, your next question.
Sure.
So, tell me something. Oh, never mind. Did you ever get bullied before in school?
I did, yeah. At first, not in school, in my uncle's store. Like, I used to go there, like, for fun, but I didn't understand what the customer is saying. So, like, the customer, most of them are black people. So, like, I was becoming more like, I feel like they're so dangerous. I don't know why, because they look dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, they used to ask me, like, a lot of questions, and also they use some rude words.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand what the rude word mean, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, but I couldn't reply them. So they were, like, started bullying at me. And, like, why are you here? Like, you should have, responsible for the store, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of bullying I have for the first time. And then when I went to University City High School, my first school, so I saw, like, 98% were from black people, so, like,
African-American.
I get more scared, like, in front of them, and they didn't even interact with me, and also, like, they started touching my hair and stuff, because it looks cool, and also, like, they also become rude, like, everybody was rude to me, actually, because I couldn't speak to them, and I was also, like, I think this is the first, you know, most interesting thing. Like, in my previous school, I had a lot of Bengali friends, so, like, they helped me a lot to get rid of this scarcity. So, like, and then that's how I get bullied a lot.
Yeah.
That's
kind of similar to me.
Right now, I don't get bullied because I know how to speak English right now.
Yeah, you can talk back to people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so your first school was University City High School, and you moved to
Carver
High School.
Yeah.
When?
It was this year, actually. I mean, last year.
Last year?
As my senior year, yeah.
Oh, okay. So Did you get accepted to your college or anything?
Yeah. First, I got accepted to Penn State University, and then University of Science, and University of New Haven. And
so which college are you trying to go
and also
to?
Another one, actually. Canisius College from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So which college are you trying to go to? Like, did you make your mind yet?
I mean, no, I haven't decided yet, but I wish to go to other out of state because I want to be independent.
Okay.
And maybe New Haven or Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel like you getting onto people's business when like they're having their own conversation or something?
Yeah, I did actually. Like, especially with my close friends,
mm-hmm.
like when they're like quarreling with each other with some specific problems, and then actually I try to solve them, like I try to give them like suggestions,
but they don't really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's right. And they talk like, mind your own business, and this is not your
but
work, you know.
That
but
hurts more because they're
yeah.
your best friends, and if they talk
yeah,
to you
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah, did. It was the first time in my job. I used to work at 7-Eleven
uh-huh.
for Second Wallet.
Okay.
So like the fourth day of my work, like, I mean, I don't know how to use the lottery stuff because it's so difficult, you know.
Yeah.
So it takes time to learn.
Uh-huh.
So then like the line was so big and the customers were insulting me. Because like I don't know how to operate the computer and stuff,
mm-hmm.
so that was the first time I think I had faced my insult, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, tell me something about your religion.
Religion, my religion is Islam. I mean, I'm a Muslim.
Okay.
So, like in my opinion, Islam is the best religion
yeah.
in life, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then we believe in one God, you know,
Allah.
So like we also live according to our Quran, which is our Holy Quran, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have
what's gonna happen after death, this kind of things.
Yeah, I believe in after death, because our Quran says that, like, you know, what's gonna happen after death, and like we're gonna face a lot of problems if we do some misdeed things in our life in the earth, and
mm-hmm.
then like if you do good jobs and good works, like you're gonna get like good results in
mm-hmm.
after that.
Life.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I believe in it, strongly believe in it. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So what's your expectation in life?
I'm actually a plant. Person, because I don't know what's gonna happen in my life, but I know where to go, and my plan starts from here. I mean, as a senior,
mm-hmm.
so like first I wanna get a good education.
Okay.
I want to be a cardiologist, and this is kind of more like difficult. First of all, I want to be a doctor, then I want a specialist in cardiologist, because I love heart, you know?
Okay, you love heart.
And so, like, from here, I just want to go to a good undergrad school,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to get good grades and stuff, and then get into med school, and also I want to serve for people and get them cured when they're suffering from diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think I want to get back to my country and
okay.
help the poor people there. And like
yeah,
serving them with diagnosing and stuff, also like free foods and medications and everything, you know.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Asian countries like India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, they're really suffering for foods,
yes, and also
yeah.
for medicines. Actually,
medicines,
they don't have
yeah.
like good supplies of medicine, also the treatments.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good thing.
So
and
I wanna learn the modern treatments from here and apply it to the poor countries like third generation countries like us, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
So what's your opinion relationship?
So in relationship, my opinion. Oh, that's kind of silly question. Okay, but good though.
Yeah.
Actually, I believe in relationship. Because, like, in my life, I have changed so far, like, 3 girlfriends. So,
yeah. So you believe, but in, right, you believe now, in true one?
In, like, true, yeah.
I know, because I'm your best friend. Yeah, I know, like, I know, the girls you had, that wasn't good enough for
you. Good enough, yeah. But right now, I think in this position, I am facing the... I think I have got my perfect life partner. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I think I'll just...
Live your life with her.
I believe in relationship and also, like, marriage. I love marriage and stuff, you know?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to tell your parents this.
No. All right, now.
Okay. Thank you, yeah. Armand.
You're welcome. I really like your questions.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.